Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, top of the hour at 8 o'clock. I want to invite you guys once again to call in. We do have some calls, 404-726-0929, talking about Michael Penix and his interview or day in the life of a Brian McFadden. Where's his do-rag in the shower? And like I said when we were covering this topic, there are no four people probably in Atlanta less qualified to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Than the four we've got currently. Dylon is on vacation, so Garrett, God bless him. State calls him all the time, the whitest guy on radio. So he's not going to fill in. Dylan, you know, Dylan takes a step back, and you know, we don't have anybody to fill in on that topic. But
hey, man, I'm an overcast day away from a sunburn, man. Like, I need as many clouds in the sky as I can possibly get.
Yeah. You guys can also tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift, and there's some weird food habits we've been talking about as well, and some go to sleep shows and everything else. So appreciate you guys always filling in and you know, getting in your comments. Allie's got a couple of those, but Bo, what do you got going on, man? You got this crazy look in your eye.
I
got
to reset my algorithm.
Okay.
On Twitter.
Uh-oh.
I was sitting here earlier doing the show, and I refreshed Twitter, and we're in like mid-segment, and it's this video of these toddlers sitting. I mean, I don't even know if they're toddlers. They're young kids, and they're, I guess they would be toddlers, and they're sitting, maybe they're infants still. They're sitting up on the floor, and they got like snakes around them. And it was like some kind of scientific test where are young kids afraid of randomly, they're just afraid of snakes without knowing to be afraid of them.
Brother, resetting your algorithm won't do. All right, set that phone on fire and throw that thing off your porch.
Not only was I angry, I felt like I felt multiple stages, all these emotions at once. Anger, fear, because I hate snakes. I wanted to violence. Like, I wanted to murder those snakes and then murder the people putting the snakes near the kids. Yeah. Like, obviously, I wouldn't do that, but what are we doing for content these days?
Yeah, that's a little bit intense. And look, it only gets worse. I can't even watch, like, movies that involve children, I can't even watch anymore. Like, dude, done for. Can't do them.
Arch and I have had this conversation before about when you become a parent, and he's obviously got adult children now, and he's like, dude, it changes the way you watch stuff.
You can't.
He's like, there's certain stuff you just don't want to see.
Nope. Can't watch it. Don't want to watch it. Don't want to see it. I will close the blinds and act like a doomsday prepper for a little bit when stuff like that comes on. Speaking of content, Allie, we got a couple tweets coming in about some of the topics today.
Yeah, because we've been talking about different things that maybe you wear as like a ritual or every single day you wear it, like Michael Penix wears his do-rag. So Brendan Mincy decided to get on board Allie's army today.
Okay.
Because he is part of the Crystal Bracelet gang, and he wears them as well.
Mincy, how dare you? How dare you, Mincy?
And then also Michael Penix was talking about how he squishes his Hawaiian rolls before he eats them. This is a very common practice, by the way. That's not weird.
Ding.
But Joe Mama said one of the things he does is he eats one thing at a time on his plate and will rank it in his brain which one he likes the least to best.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I do this exact same thing, but I don't rank them in my head. I'd only do main course last. Like French fries first, burger last. Like it's and I don't know why. It's always been, hey, I saved the best for last. I'll get look, let's just be honest.
Sad world.
The fries are just a vehicle for the ketchup. You know what I mean?
No.
The fries are just a vehicle for the ketchup.
No.
That's all it is. It's just a filler.
That's not true at all.
No, not at all. No, I go with what's not going to be best if I have to reheat it later.
Yeah.
So I try to eat them, whatever vegetable is first, but then I try, if it's never going to taste the same again, I want to eat that next.
Wow.
That's a very good way to go about a just weird ass way to eat food. What I would tell you, and I don't know where G Money stands on this, and he's more than welcome to chime in, but what I would tell you is I cannot think about living in a world where I can't taste a piece of brisket and then how good the macaroni and cheese tastes right after.
Yeah.
Or not, I can't imagine a world taking a nice bite of a Big Mac with the special sauce on it, and then a little bit dropped on my plate, and right after I get done, I'm gonna take the fry and dip it in that special sauce. And I mean, the mixing is where it is at.
First of all, you've got this crazy look in your eye, and you need to keep your panties on and just calm down for a minute, because you talking about macaroni and cheese and brisket was that almost got sideways there.
I think we
share same values when it comes to that. I just place value on the mac and cheese where I want it to stand on its own. You know what I mean? Like, I just want it to stand on its own.
What if, real quick, I know we got to get to the calls, but what if you went somewhere and the chef sucked, or the guy's house you went to sucked, and the brisket isn't very good, and so you don't want to be rude, and you want to eat it, so you got to have something to make it taste better, so you got to mix that mac and cheese in there, man.
Yeah, and there are special occasions where this happened. I put corn and mashed potatoes. I do mix those two things.
It's a texture thing.
I think they go very, very well. I think they go
Look
very,
how much
well.
Meat I can put in my mouth, baby.
That almost sounded like AI. What a drop. I do have a couple people weighing in on my Twitter. How about our buddy, the Bama fan, Marcus Powell, saying he only goes to sleep with two box fans. That's the only noise he needs. Two box fans, that's a little bit over the top. I do one, that's plenty. I don't need one at the foot, one at the head. It's a little bit strange. Let's go to the phone lines. Garrett, let's go to our buddy Chris in Marietta. Chris, what's going on, man? You're on the morning shift.
Hey, good morning. I haven't called in a minute. Welcome to the show, Allie. Squid, congratulations, man. You're going to be a great father. Mike, I love seeing your stories on social media.
Thank you.
To jump on the questions from yesterday about the TV shows, I've been married for 10 years. If the show is good, I'm going to complete it, finish it. My wife, she always falls asleep. So I'm going to go ahead and finish it and move on. I don't like watching shows because I feel like it takes, especially if I have to wait the next week to watch it. If the 10 shows not there, we're not watching it. I need it to be beginning, end. I don't like waiting, all of that. Also, I am a person of color. I do wear my durag, and you get the best results for your hair for ways wearing the durag in the shower. You got the hot water. You have the texture of your hair. And then if you have your brush, oh, my goodness. The brush is what it does it. And then the durag is holding the hair down. Mm. My goodness, you take that thing off, we will be swag surfing.
I love it.
Jay's hair, man. I love that. I remember when we knew that he was going to start, a good Falcons fan, Mario, I hesitated to wear my durag. Stadium wearing his durag, so I believe once the season starts, man, the entire stadium will be filled with durags.
I'm here for it, man. Appreciate the phone call.
What a great call. What a phenomenal call.
Like, yeah, that was educational for me.
It was.
Feels really good. let's go ahead. We got full phone lines, so let's try to get to a couple of these. Let's go over to our buddy Marcus over in College Park. Marcus, what's going on? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I love the show.
Appreciate it.
Hey, good memory I have with me and my grandma. We used to put ketchup in our grits and eggs. It's amazing. Okay, all right.
Run this back because this happened yesterday with Brian McFadden. Tell me about the ketchup and the grits, dude, because that is something that I have never even considered doing in my life. Is that something you learn from somebody?
Yeah, it's in the country. My grandma's from Charleston, South Carolina. She passed many years ago, but it's just a memory that I have. And I always, when I go to my parents' house for a breakfast sometime, I put some ketchup in my grits and eggs. And some of my kids jumped on it too. One of my kids.
All right, man. Yeah, that's an informational call as well. That's an educational. I don't agree. Like, it's not a route I would go.
It must be a super Southern thing because I'm from the South too.
Yeah,
I have never heard of it.
That's what Michael Penix said to Brian McFadden. He's like, bro, I'm from Florida. Like, the ketchup on the eggs is fine. Like,
Florida's
but big pause
really
on
South.
It.
I mean, it might be geographically, but you know, it's kind of different down
Buddy,
there.
Buddy, let me tell you something. Take one trip to the Redneck Riviera that is Pensacola, Destin, Panama City. There is no more south than that. I got
in
news Baldwin for
you. In County, we put butter in our grits.
All right. I don't even know how to respond to that. Hey, let's go over to Dan in Decatur. Let's get Dan. Dan, good morning, man. You're on the morning show.
What's going on, Mike? What's going on, morning show family? Ketchup and eggs do not go together. And they damn sure don't go in no grit. Ketchup? I ain't knocking my mans, but ketchup. Look here, man.
that grinds my gears when I go somewhere, you know, eat breakfast food, and you see somebody else at another table, and they have eggs or whatever, and then they just squirt ketchup on there. I'm like, dude, that please don't do that. Yeah. The only thing that goes in grits is some butter, a little salt and pepper. Mm. All right? Mm. And then I like to make me a grit bowl. Sausage, I mean, well, maybe sometimes sausage if I'm feeling sausage bacon, but mix all that up with the grits, eggs, sausage, bacon, maybe a little bit of cheese on top.
Come on.
You can't beat it. And I got to have that breakfast every Saturday. So usually I wake up every Saturday. I'm off on weekends. So I wake up every Saturday and I make me a full breakfast. Eggs, grits, bacon, some toast. And it's either going to be Eggos or if I'm in the mood, I'll make pancakes.
Eggos.
You know.
Yeah. Phenomenal call. Thank you, Dan.
I will say that I have the ketchup on the eggs thing, a scrambled, is something I've seen a lot of. Mm-hmm. It's just not the grits, though. I don't know about that grit.
The grits is the anomaly. But what a great way to get yourself out of bed to know you're going to prepare this, like, five-course breakfast.
Seriously,
for yourself.
On Saturdays, like, I'm going there.
Yeah, yeah.
And Dan,
I just love our guy has a routine. Yeah. He's like, nah, man, Saturday, you can miss me on that early golf. I'm making breakfast.
Yeah, Dan, listen, Steak always likes to point out we got 100,000-watt signal, and everybody within range of that is now going to find some kind of breakfast bowl, Dan. So thank you very much for that, including myself. I'm already like, you know what I mean? I'll do a pickup order somewhere when we get done here at 9 o'clock coming up in a little bit. Hey, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we come back, some of this Falcons conversation is going to continue. Something did happen in the day in the life of Michael Penix with Bryant McFadden that Allie pointed out was a good move by QB1, man. Stick with us here. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.